Deep clearing of the layers practice. This clearing is a dialogue with the client, asking the questions as prompts for discussion, and allowing the answers to support the release is not only interesting, it's effective and engaging for the client, activating their subtle structure and their conscious mind. Share information about the structure with the client as appropriate while you monitor the clearing of each layer strata by strata and discuss the questions the client is focusing upon. This clearing can produce deep healing and will usually take an entire session, so don't rush it. You're engaging with the conscious and the subconscious, so give it time to open. Step one, explain a deep clearing and the layer's anatomy to set the container. Make sure you apply the edge practice, determine need, and ask permission. Step two, prepare for deep clearing. Make two vents, one in each shoulder into the universal, and prepare for deep clearing with the first step. Clear each strata, or in this case, concept, as the client focuses on the questions below. As you address these questions, clear the entire structure of these concepts, all negative thought forms, all lost creative inspiration and unfulfilled ideas, dreams forgotten, and imagination unrewarded. This can take a moment. Ask the client to focus on these questions. What are the issues that have been bothering you? Like, are you feeling impatient or judgmental? Whatever has not been serving you, ask them to state that. Can you name it? Can you pull it out of your physical body? Where does it sit in you? Now release it as debris and vent out the waste. Clear each layer by strata, focusing with your intention. Discuss the energies that are held in each and every one. And ask the client to name memories, emotions, or ideas that float to the surface. Remember, this is a clearing of all of that. Their participation makes all the difference, and it helps this deep clearing become much more of a healing experience. Deep clearing of the bio layer. Your bio layer is the only layer of your structure that takes manifest form, and it's made up of congealed light. It's located at the center of your structure, much like the yolk at the center of the egg. And it's connected to and uses the human electromagnetic field. The bio layer strata listed from inner to outer are subatomic, microbial, skeletal, organs or visceral, muscular, and dermal. Client focus here is releasing the physical issues held in the body. That requires being aware of them. So, can you name your physical pain? Ask them to make a pile of pain, pulling it out and saying, "I would like to release you now. Thank your body for making you aware of the pain, for the lessons it brought you to your awareness, and then thank you for bringing the pain to my knees, to my attention." You can have them lift it up and throw it into the sun or clap it out and ask your physical body to tell you what it needs right now, like more rest, more greater mobility. And just by stating that and clearing your resistance to that, your body feels better. Deep clearing of the emotional layer. Your emotional layer is located immediately off of the bio layer and can be from 6 inches to 3 feet thick. It maintains, directs, and stores emotional beingness. It's totally in the present moment and has two strata, foundational emotion and present emotion. The foundational emotion strata sets the tone of the emotional climate for both your soul's expression and the base of this current lifetime. It sort of sets that. These are almost always fear, anger, or guilt. The present emotion is about right now, the emotion in this moment. So it's pure beingness, and it can be anything the client is feeling. So emotional layer strata listed from the inner to the outer, foundational emotion to present emotion. So the client focus. Ask them to pull out of their physical body all the emotions that are stashed there and get them ready for release. Name them and pull them out one by one and say out loud, I let this feeling or emotion of whatever it is, despair, anger, upset, and I understand it now. I thank you for the gift of courage, awareness that this emotion has given me, and I release it now. If you have or have experienced feelings of depression, sadness, or trauma as a defining part of your emotional life, take hold of that fundamental, foundational emotion of sadness or depression and pull it out of your body, releasing it completely. And you can encourage them to clap it out or throw it into the sun. Deep clearing of the primal layer. Your primal layer may be 8 inches to 3 feet thick, and it's dedicated to the primal experience of your lineage, as it shows up your DNA, your heredity, ancestral memory, tribal affiliations, and cellular memory. Primal layer strata listed from inner to outer are instinct, legacy, DNA, and tribe. So here's your client focus. Here you can release the debris from the mess you were born into. What are the legacies that the people of your tribe have left you? And allow them to really elaborate on this. Make a list of what they are. So right now, with this deep clearing, you can lay down the burden of your tribal karma. So ask them to say out loud, I lay this burden of whatever it is, child abuse or poverty, down. I lift it out and release it from my body and my structure completely. And again, they can clap it out or throw it into the sun. Deep clearing of the mental layer. Your mental layer may be 6 inches to 16 feet thick. It's really large, usually. The mental layer is where you build your systems of belief and develop the attitudes you've become attached to in life. It's where your mental construct lives. Mental layer strata, listed from the inner to the outer, order, acceptance, which is the seat of the divine feminine, and chaos. So the client focus here is, what are your limiting beliefs? So have them say out loud, I have believed bad and limiting ideas about myself. I have believed the worst about myself. And because of this, it's hard for me to accept. So have them state what it's really hard for them to accept: love, support, success, abundance, whatever it is. Then have them take a deep breath and say out loud, I release and let go of those limiting beliefs, and monitor them with your dowsing rod as they release. So breathing in and exhaling out of their mouth, have them say, ah, as they're releasing. Have them say now, I now have the space to accept what is good about myself. I claim for myself here and now. And then have them claim the happiness, joy, spaciousness, love, partnership, whatever it is that they want to claim for themselves. Have them do that now. Deep clearing of the cognitive layer. Your cognitive layer is 3 to 10 feet out from your bio layer and about 12 inches to 12 feet thick. Another really big layer, potentially. The cognitive layer is where spirit meets possibility, and it's the place where the divine idea of you, the individual, is interpreted from manifestation into physical reality. And there are portals throughout the cognitive layer that you can travel into to learn about parts of yourself. The cognitive layer strata listed inner to outer, organs, structural systems, the point of transmutation. A client focus would be, how can you open the doors to your own growth? What are the things that block the gateways of your life? What do you need to clear or release that has not served you? And how have you said no in ways that have not served you? So this is an exploratory process. Then how can you open the doors into a more mature and awakened version of yourself? So the client may be making some statements about things that they can do differently in their life. Make sure to write these things down and actually even have them write them down. Next, step 9, deep clearing of the spiritual layer. Remember, the most personal part of the layer is the intuition strata. The spiritual layer is from 4 to 15 feet out from the bio layer, and it's the place where we're able to experience a mystical communion with the divine. This is the location of your connection to your source nature and the seat of the divine intuitive self that's able to stand in partnership with all creation. This is the place where our soul's purpose begins to translate into human experience and where we remember who we are. Spiritual layer strata are listed from inner to outer: guides and guardians, elementals, fairy folk, intuition, angelic, and finally deity. So your client focus while you're clearing each of the strata is, what are the times I've not listened to my own inner voice? When have I shut down my intuition and been afraid to follow my heart or my spirit down the correct path? What are all the times I've not said yes to myself? And of course, they don't have to list every single time, but if they list a few of them, it will give you the quality and the color of that. And then once they've done that, you're clearing all of those ways that they've resisted their own happiness. You're clearing all of that. Next, we come to the clearing of the etheric layer. This is a storage location in the structure for all historical and soul knowledge, the repository for our karmic records, the location of the library of your soul's recorded history. It's also the place where soul contracts are abandoned and incomplete. Deep clearing of the etheric allows these contracts to come front and center for the individual and supports completion, clarity around letting the karmic relationships of our life go with major players such as parents, siblings, children, and partners. The etheric layer strata listed from the inner to the outer: inception, first phase, infancy, childhood, youth, maturity, karma and death, and recent. Now, while you're clearing those 8 strata, ask the client to focus on the following. How have you turned a blind eye to your own historical story? And when have you ignored your own pain? When have you, pushing through, not listening? When have you not listened to the wisdom gained from the experience of your soul through many incarnations? What karmic contracts are you ready to release now? So all of those questions are germane, but you want to start with, how have you turned a blind eye to your own historical story, and end with the karmic contracts? Step 11, deep clearing of the soul layer. Your soul layer is the housing for the powerful individuating energies that enter the structure as they separate from the core. These primary colors, blue for function, red purpose, and yellow wisdom, break out of the core and are in constant swirling motion. They mix and blend together with other empowered energies that your structure will use as nutrition, creating a rainbow effect. This clearing is a little more involved and includes more questions to focus on because these primary strata are function, purpose, and wisdom. And they are everywhere. They're all throughout the structure. So they're not just in the soul layer. They actually influence everything. So as you're clearing the soul layer, you're continuing to clear the rest of the subtle anatomy. Your client focus during the clearing of these 3 strata is the following. This part of the clearing is about your individuation and how you apply and use it in your life. So What do you need to state or speak to in order to release any ideas you have about being born into this family, this life, and this body? How can you begin releasing what is in the way of being able to accept your individuation, your role as a co-creative, generative spirit in the world? And what can you embrace or love about your life? How can you take the opportunity to be alive and in this amazing physical body? And how can you be the best version of yourself? What stands in the way of you fulfilling yourself completely? So these are all powerful questions. You may not ask every single one, but you really want to get them talking about what stopped them and about how amazing their life is. Step 12 is a deep clearing of the surrounding universal. The universal surrounds the outside of the structure. It's the location where we can sometimes store old issues that we think are handled. So there are obscuring clouds and sticky attachments, which can make the edge less capable of receiving universal energies. This clearing will support you to be open and available to the powerful energies of the source. Universal hasn't got any strata, but what appears in the universal is the following: receptors and villi, attachments still in use and obscurations still in use, and the divine masculine guardian. So clearing the divine masculine, who has been holding a lot of your trauma, clearing him will allow him to then love you, care for you, and hold you in a less constricted way. Client focus, here we go. What are the ways you are protecting yourself from being available in life? What are you afraid of? What are the ways that you've been hiding out and lying about your skills or your talents? So invite them to say, I am coming out of hiding. I am fearlessly stepping out into the world. And then say, I am unashamed of who I truly am. And finally, ask them to say, I release the obscurations that cloak me from the world and allow myself to be seen, heard, and loved. So finally, step 13, you want to be checking now to be sure that you've cleared 100% of what was up for removal. If not, douse for which layers or layer need more and go back to that layer or layers and do the ones that need a little bit more. They may have released more debris during the clearing of other layers, you know, kind of associated release. And so then you clear the entire layer again, including the focus and contemplation. So you do the whole piece again on that layer. And the client may have withheld something really vital before, and now they're willing to say it. So when you're done, check again to be sure you're at 100%. And then next, you seal the vents with universal love and light. So it's three times, once in, up, and down again. Fill the entire structure with universal love and light. And then pack it into the areas as needed. So as you're going through the layers, you want to push that UL and L down into the different strata. Then you're going to bring in replenishing energies. So douse your entire list for what is required. Find out how many and bring them all in. Then, step 17, bring in harmonizing the layers and harmonizing the surrounding universal. And finally, step 18, integration, blending, witnessing, stabilization, integration, and blending. And I would do the ancestral stabilization for this piece. Okay, enjoy your wonderful deep clearing of the layers.